I'm Jamila Erickson, and this is the Midday Interview. I have been so looking forward to this time today. Jason Aycock, you've heard him on the air before. He's a wonderful actor, director, choreographer, dancer, all those things. He has brought with him today also his beautiful mother, Nancy Aycock Rivenbark, who is responsible partly for him being as wonderful as he is, and certainly teaching him how to dance. And I understand that Jason could clog before he could walk. So first of all, welcome to both of you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
I'm glad to be here.
Good. Thanks, Nancy. And Nancy didn't want to talk on the radio because she just didn't think she had the right voice for radio. And I said, no, listen, this is a local voice. This is a beautiful voice. You actually lived as a child around 8th and Chestnut, you said?
That's before I could remember.
Yeah, wow. Well, they're here today to talk about the Cripple Creek Cloggers. I have to really slow down when I say that. This is a troupe that was formed by Nancy and your first husband, is that right? And he was right. Part of that? Good.
Right. Oh, yes. That was our venture, and it was just because I wanted to teach the children in the neighborhood to dance. And clogging is just a contagious dance that everybody seems to want to learn or to seems to enjoy anyway.
Yes, you've been telling me how relaxed it is. It isn't necessarily some fancy choreography. It's basically learning a few steps and then just throwing yourself into it. Is that right?
Once you learn the basics, you can dance all night.
Oh, I love it. That's what I'd like to do, dance all night. Now, the Cripple Creek Cloggers are actually an award-winning group, and you have the junior national champion clogging team are going to be showing off their talents this Sunday at Thalian Hall. We'll talk about the troupe in just a minute, but let's just spend a little bit more time on what is clogging. I know you call it an American tradition. Tell us about how it started.
Well, clogging, much like the American people, clogging is a melting pot of a dance. I mean, it has borrowed so much from a lot of people equate it very much to Irish step dance or river dancing, but it's not just that. I mean, it has pulled so much from Native American dancing, African dancing, as well as English, French, and Irish, and European folk dancing as well, that each culture brought to America, and then it all kind of blended together. And what we've done is try to keep the traditional part alive with hoedowns and square dances and things like that, but we also have a lot of even more contemporary kind of precision routines, stuff that has become even more popular by cloggers being on shows like America's Got Talent. And a couple of years ago, there was a show called Dance Fever that even had some cloggers on it.
Oh, that's great. And I've also seen you as Miss Ginger Snaps in the Womanless Beauty Pageant doing some pretty outrageous clogging. So did she clog this year? Did she clog?
Yes, yes. Good. Ginger had to show off her dancing skills.
Absolutely. All right. Nancy, tell us about the dance studio that you have in Burgaw, because you said you just want to teach the kids in the neighborhood how to clog, how to dance, and now you have a full-fledged dance studio, and you've had it for many years.
Well, it started up at Kirkwood when we lived at the Presbyterian camp up there. That's when we brought the neighborhood children in. But when we moved into Burgaw, we had bought this old, worn-out building that is now about 90 years old. And we began a full-fledged studio there because that's what I'd always wanted to do. Oh. And we named it Cripple Creek because Cripple Creek is a bluegrass piece of music. A lot of people don't understand that. But we named it Cripple Creek because it's sitting right on the corner, and we named it Cripple Creek Corner.
There you go. So now, with the kind of music and the piece of music, Cripple Creek, can you clog to that?
You will see these Cripple Creek dancers dancing to Cripple Creek many times. They have every version in the book.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's talk a little bit about this concert or this dance performance coming up Sunday at 5 p.m. on the main stage of Thalian Hall. The show is called An American Tradition. If you're just tuning in, you're hearing from Jason Aycock, who is one of the Cripple Creek Cloggers and part of the Cripple Creek Clogging Studio, right? Is that right?
He is one of the three directors we have now.
Ah, wow. It's big time. And Nancy Aycock Rivenbark is also here, Jason's mom. And I got to meet her when I was blessed to perform the wedding for Jason Aycock and Heather Setzler. And there was Nancy being a proud mama. So tell us now, Jason or Nancy, you're both, about the concert on Sunday.
The concert is something that we very much wanted to do. Myself and the other two co-directors of our team, Rebecca Norris and her sister-in-law, Brittany Norris, we have been directing the team for a while, and we've competed and we've done some local performances, but never something that we thought was really a showcase for what clogging is. And so we decided to put on this show at Thalian Hall. And like I said earlier, it's a great showcase for not only traditional dancing, but even more contemporary dancing. Right. Because I know that some people might like one or the other, and we're glad to put both of them out there.
What age dancers will I see if I come on Sunday?
We have dancers as young as 6, all the way up to as old, I think, and probably about 36, from like 6 to 36 in the concert.
But somebody older than that, and I won't say how much older than that, like myself, could learn to clog and have some fun with it.
Oh, absolutely. Clogging, I think, is something that you can enjoy from birth to death.
As long as you have a good heart, right? Get your heart rate up. You got to have a good heart.
Absolutely. We have a 70-year-old now in our adult ladies class.
I love that. That's very encouraging to me. The show is Sunday at 5 p.m. on the main stage of Thalian Hall. It's a general admission situation, so $10 tickets for adults, $5 for kids, age 10 down to 4. Children 3 and under get in free. I'm going to give you the box office phone number, 632-2285, 632-2285, or you can stop by 310 Chestnut Street and pick up your tickets. Let's talk just a little bit more about one aspect that just came to me as I was listening to you, Nancy and Jason. I would imagine that traditionally you would have live musicians with cloggers. Will that be happening on Sunday, or will you have recorded music, or what's the plan?
For how quickly we've been going from competition to concert, we have stuck closely to just having recorded music.
Makes sense.
We have danced in the past with live music, and we hope to for future iterations of this, of a concert. But for right now, we kept it to basically canned music.
I would think you'd have some pretty good musicians in the Pender County area that could give you some good fiddling and some good banjo picking and stuff like that.
Definitely. Well, all around this area, I think.
All around.
That's the reason we named it Cripple Creek, because the musicians who were there, that was the one song they could play really well.
There you go. Thank you both so much for coming in today. Again, the concert is Sunday at 5 p.m. at Thalian Hall, the Cripple Creek Cloggers, with a show called An American Tradition.